I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, Shaq, it's nice to see you.
You too, man. Always good. You got a dookie hat on.
Yes, I do have a hat with pictures of the poop emoji on them. Shaq, I have a question. Here it is. Have you hugged anyone in the last week?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that you had, because I know your personality seems like you don't hug people, but you do hug people when you see them a lot, right? You do.
Well, here's the thing. I don't initiate hugs, but I will accept hugs.
Got it. All right. Yeah. Okay. Everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly and all social media at unseemlyquestions.com. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Bernardo. This is my sidekick, Shaq Stanley.
What up, fam?
All right, Shaq Stanley, he is here ready to do his stuff. Do your sidekick and stuff, Shaq.
I'll be kicking.
We've got a great contestant on the show today. Please put your hands together for Leah Sampson. All right.
Woo!
All right. Welcome to the show, Leah.
Sorry, I'm getting over a cold, so I don't smoke cigarettes yet in my life, so... just FYI.
Oh, so this is not your regular voice, is what you're saying?
No, it's not. Well, if I wake up, I'll give a little Eartha Kitt, but typically no.
All right, I'm a big fan of Eartha Kitt in many stages of her life.
She's great.
Amazing.
From Catwoman to Boomerang.
Yeah.
Big fan of Eartha Kitt. Mm-hmm. We've got a great studio audience. Tim Hamilton, welcome, Tim Hamilton.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. How's Wonderful to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
All right. Leah, I'm going to tell you how the show works, and then we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you 6 unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer, like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I'll not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get, at the end of the show, I'll decide whether or not it's worth giving you $5. Are you ready?
Damn. Yes.
All right. Yes, you are ready. It is time for question number one. Question number one. Are you more likely to date someone younger or older than you?
I'm a Libra, so I'm always indecisive. I would say if I'm making a lot of money, someone younger. But if I need more money, someone older.
All right.
Yeah.
That is straight to the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like, younger, it's kind of like women want to feel like they're doing something powerful too. So I wouldn't mind being a sugar auntie, not really a mama, like an auntie almost. Uh-huh. Because a younger guy is kind of useless in the sense of
When you say younger guy, like what age are you thinking that guy being in your mind? Like what's the younger guy age?
Well, I'm like 12, so any...
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know if my parents gave y'all permission. I'm getting close to 30, so to me, younger is like 24.
Okay.
Like 24 and younger, that's too young. 25, it depends on what kind of trauma he has. Mm-hmm. And then older... I'd say 31. You got mad.
Who?
I 40.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead. Public and people think that he should file me on his taxes, then that's the appropriate age of older.
Have you seen the feet of 40-year-old men?
feet.
Is that a movie?
No, the feet, like
just
you know,
generally
exfoliating, and men sometimes tend not to take care of their feet when they're 40. They're 40.
Everything he says is just hilarious to me.
I take care of mine.
Very cartoon of you. No, I actually really like look at men head on, really. So I definitely don't really look at the feet. I don't.
Okay.
I've never really had to deal with a man's feet before. Yeah.
Tim, speak for yourself, man. My feet are great.
I take care of mine too, but
yeah, he threw y'all under the bus.
Beautiful. I have to admit, I don't really do anything to my feet. I just fucking. Oh, whoops! I swore I didn't. Sorry about that. I just run around, and maybe I should take better care of my feet. I know my wife has been asking me to.
See.
Yeah. I think Michigan.
All right. Okay. You know, this has revealed too much for me. Nobel. Okay.
What?
You heard me.
This was your friend's fault, not mine.
I don't care whose fault it was. It's just about how I feel at this moment. Do I feel like ringing a bell? No. So I'm not going to.
Damn.
That's the game.
What it?
That's the game.
This game.
That is, you are being unruly, first of all.
I gave you structure.
All right. You know, we've asked the first question. It's time to ask question number two. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
I am a comedian, a stand-up comedian, and an actress, and a writer, and a burden. Oh. And I stand by all of those things.
I find you a joy.
Oh,
you are a joy.
Thank you. I wish my mom thought the same thing, but it's okay.
Got it. It is time for question number two. Question number two. When was the last time someone surprised you with a gift?
I don't know. I mean, I had a guy give me flowers recently, but because I told him to, so I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't really get surprised. I don't really get surprises.
What did you tell him to give you flowers, and like you didn't know when he was going to give them to you?
I guess so. It was something like, I think I told him give me like I would like to have flowers, that kind of shit, and then he did it. And then that was the last time it happened.
You're telling him you would like that. Why were you telling him you'd like to have flowers? Like, what was the conversation just before that?
I was like, I finished, and I think you should now give me flowers.
You finished? Are we talking about sex now?
You said what was the conversation?
I was asking what the conversation was. Yes, I did. But I'm asking now to clarify.
I wanted flowers, and I just told him I wanted flowers. We were like, I told him like these are the things that I want.
Got it.
And one of those things is flowers.
I absolutely understand. And he did give you flowers.
He did.
All right. You know what? That is worth the bell. I'm going to say it.
For who?
For you. You're the interviewee. You're the contestant.
Okay, I'm starting to figure this game out now.
People have said that before.
And end up crying.
It's time for question number three. Question number three. What can I do to be more like you?
Start the day off with a plan. Structure the plan for the day. And then delete it. And then cry a little bit. And then you get your two little crystals and you rub them together.
Okay.
And then you grab a drink. And then you try to achieve half of one of the things on that list. And you do that 6 days out of the week.
All right. You're what we like to call a wild card.
Just being on. No, you know what? To be more like me, be a hard worker. Okay, I'm a hard worker, and I take I take my shit seriously. So
uh-huh.
that, and you'll be on your way to wherever the fuck I am right now.
All right. Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna give you a bell because I feel like throughout that speech you were determined. So,
even if I would have logged off.
Oh, really?
Just shut
that would have been the straw that broke the camel's back. If I hadn't given you a bell. You would have been like, oh no, really? No bell. That is it.
Click.
Don't look at my face, internet.
Yeah.
But what do you do on the seventh day?
Wash my ass.
Oh, okay. Just wondered. You play hard or sleep hard, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very biblical.
Yeah. The seventh day. Thou shalt wash thy ass.
It is now time for question number four. Question number four. Is there a movie you think no one should see?
I've never seen it, so I stand by what I'm going to say. I think nobody should ever see The Human Centipede. Because I've never seen it, but I've heard about it, and that's enough. And I don't understand what would be the reason to watch it after knowing the synopsis of that movie.
I agree with you.
Like, who is that for? You know what I mean? Like,
here's the funny thing is I saw The Human Centipede and right before I saw it, I know my thought process. I remember it. And it was, it can't be as bad as everybody is saying it is. That was my thought process. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, yes, it was. So I'm going to say you're right. Because after seeing that movie, I wish I hadn't wasted time on it.
Like, what the fuck? And also, I don't know this, but like everyone that has ever told me about that movie and anyone that's probably told you, they're never smiling while they're kind of like, they have this look as if they're remembering a very traumatic experience in their life. Why would I want to watch that?
Oh, no, I was smiling when I smile when I tell people about it, but I just talk about like how I just talk about how just stupid. It's just so dumb. This is the dumbest thing I think it's so dumb. It's like, it's so dumb because it's like somebody was just like, oh, we want to do the thing which will gross people out the most, and that's what the movie is written around, and it's just dumb. So in order for the movie to happen, in order for them to make a movie, so then dumb people have to do dumb things to get in a dumb situation and end up with, you know, your mouth sewn to someone else's butt.
It kind of reminds me of a drawing. The visual just reminds me of a drawing in the back of a textbook.
Uh-huh.
And somebody, like some director, saw it and was like, "Who drew this? Budget." Like,
I know.
A child in high school would, like, draw in the back of a textbook, like somebody's attached to someone else's mouth,
and, right?
Like Hop Dottie.
Terrible idea.
I know friendships ended because of that movie, and I've never seen it either.
Me either.
Anyway,
why the friendship end?
They wanted to go to a party and watch it, and their other friends like, "No, I don't want to watch that." And
a big
fight. I don't know if it ended the friendship. But
I'm going to give you a bell because I agree with you. People should see
answer.
That movie. Yep,
very good.
I didn't want to. That it's true. I wish I hadn't seen it. It is now time for question number five. I'll tell you why. Another reason why I wish I hadn't seen it, because they released Human Centipede 2, and they're like, this one is crazier than the last one. And I was like, no way. And I watched it.
Oh, no.
Hell no.
And it was terrible. And it was crazier than the last one, though. It was. It was terrible. And then they came out with other sequels. I didn't go back, though. I had enough. But I don't know. I guess that's just a window into who I am. It is now time for question number five. Question number five. What's your favorite Tekken character?
Tekken. May I get the definition?
Yeah, Tekken is a video game that I love, and I'm trying to see if you've ever heard of it.
Tekken. And
correct.
Was what is my favorite Tekken character?
Correct.
The one that you like.
Yeah, what's his name?
You know. Oh boy.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You don't have to know Tekken. You don't have to know it. I was just wondering if you knew of Tekken.
I play video games, so I'm kind of intrigued to know what that is.
What's your favorite video game?
Ooh. Well, recently I've just been playing the new Mortal Kombat, but probably to date, Splinter Cell is probably my favorite game.
Well, Tekken is kind of like a Mortal Kombat game. It's like a two-person fighting game. And It's like one of the big, like, I think it's like Mortal Kombat is like the biggest, then is Street Fighter, and then it's Tekken.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds old, so.
It's been around for a while, but there's been new versions also released.
Like, it sounds like it pixeled, almost.
Okay, so what's your favorite Mortal Kombat character in the same world?
I know this sounds very generic, but I've always played with Max, but recently, I don't know the character's name, it's one of the girls, and she doesn't really have any real powers, but she's, you know, once you figure her shit out, she's f***ing awesome. And she's small, so she's quick.
You're saying you're playing with a Mortal Kombat character that doesn't have special powers?
I mean, you know, she has like the shit where if I press the right combo, then yeah, everything gets dramatic. It stops, the neck breaks, and then
I feel like you're trying to BS your way through a Mortal Kombat conversation.
I don't think lying about a video game to 3-40-year-old, 50-plus-year-old men.
Whoa, now you're on the attack. What happened? Whoa! What the hell is happening?
No, but this always happens every time when a girl talks about video games. Like, okay, but who's the publisher? It's like, what? I don't know. Like, I just play this shit.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Asking that you would know one character in the game is really a lot. I apologize.
Yeah.
For how I treated you.
You know.
No bell.
Wasn't enough. Okay.
I
get a bell.
You did not get a bell, but you do have one more question. You do have one more question, so the bell could be coming right around the corner. Question number 6. What's the last time you made a life change?
This morning, I took a vitamin.
I guess that's true on a small scale, right? Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a life change.
Life change. This is going to make me sound like I have a problem and I don't, but I've been like
great setup.
I'm being honest. I mean, I'm also really hard on myself. Like, I'll do the bare minimum and I think I'm doing too much, but I've stopped drinking as much. I don't really say it's a life change, but like, I just don't really have the urge to drink as much anymore. So I've been kind of like not really doing it. I'd say for like the past week. I just noticed that today. I was like, I haven't really drinking much. So, I mean, as a stand-up comedian, you get paid in alcohol. So it's like, it's a common thing for comedians to, you know, always be drinking something. And I just really haven't. So I think that's like a life. I just think I'm getting older. I feel my body getting older and I'm cool with that. I'm very happy about that. So, yeah.
I absolutely understand that. Like, I feel like this is, I feel like the life changes are more prominent when I'm older. I think like when you're little, you're younger. I'm sorry, not little. When you're younger, when you're a tiny little 21-year-old, when you're younger, you are making life changes, but it's like you're flipping a lot of small switches.
Yeah.
And then when you're older, the switches get bigger that you're flipping. Yeah. You know, like because how? Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Divorce.
Yeah. Oh. It is. It's like it's a culmination of a certain amount of learning. And so after a certain amount of if that switch is a culmination of a certain amount of learning, then when you flip those switches as you get older, they just naturally get bigger.
I agree.
Like taking care of your feet. It's a big change. Let's bring it back to that.
This guy's all about feet.
You know, maybe I'll make it a life changer. Maybe I won't. Who knows? Okay. But no bell, because Tim brought it back to feet.
What?
Oh, I men taking my bells away.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is you're absolutely right to be upset about it in this case. I'm sorry. Tim just waltzed in,
and I felt bad for you too because I know nothing about video games.
What about talking?
You've answered all six questions, but now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5 whole. But before we do that, would you tell people out there where to find you?
So on Instagram, I am official Leah Sampson, and on Twitter, it is Leah, L-E-A-H dash Sampson 1, and that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Yep.
Then everybody check out Leah Sampson wherever you can find her. I will myself. All right, Leah, it is time to decide whether or not you get $5 whole. As always, we like to talk to the room and see exactly where people's thoughts lay.
Yeah.
Let's start with you, Shaq. What do you think? Should Leah get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Ooh.
Damn.
Oh, boy. She really went at us with that 350-year-old man thing. I mean, that really cut me. Really cut me to the core. And her knowledge of Mortal Kombat is questionable. So I'm going to say no.
Wow. Well, yeah, I guess you really did reach. Right. And he doesn't say no a lot, so. Something happened.
Cool. I'm used to being hated on. It's fine.
Oh, yep.
It's all love over here, though, so it's cool. I'm still good.
Yeah, you're still good. I get it. Tim.
I get to win.
I need to know, what do you think? Should Leah get $5 for her parents on the show?
Well, I have a lot of... I feel bad because I'm honest. I know nothing about video games, and I watched her squirm. I'm like, I'm glad I'm not her. I felt bad. And I feel bad you don't check out men's feet, because you really got to check out men's feet. It's really bad down there if they don't take care of it. But I'm going to say she gets $5 because I caused you to, I caused a no bell there on that last question, was it? So give her the $5. Why do you look sad?
This should be illegal. this whole thing should be illegal.
This game show?
All of it.
All of it. This game show. All right. Well, we do still have a couple more people to ask.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can decide whether or not the game show is legal after that is done. First of all, our producer, Rachel, what do you think? Should Leah get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Yeah, so I have actually seen all three of the Human Centipede movies by choice. I was an edgy teenager. I was an edgy teenager. I was like, let me just watch this, all three, by my own accord. A movie that you should never watch that I find to be much more disturbing than Human Centipede is Serbian Film. I did watch that. That was actually much more traumatizing. So I agree with you. People should not be watching Human Centipede. Also, I highly relate to you having a hard time talking about video games with a group of men. That is often difficult. I've also experienced that challenge. So yeah, she should get the $5.
All right. Rachel, weren't you like the...
Thank you, Rachel.
Didn't you win the best, like the highest score? Like you won the video game challenge.
I did.
You won.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I'm not saying that conversations about video games with all men are difficult, but I have definitely had some difficult conversations.
Can you name a Pac-Man character?
The ghost.
That's true. That is 100% true.
Okay.
The ghosts: Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde.
Flex.
Whoa. All right.
I'm busy. I don't have time.
I understand. Rachel, please leave anytime. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
There goes Rachel, everybody. All right. Great. Now, the last person to ask is you yourself, Leah. What do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
I should get double that, but I'll take
$5. You should get double. Would you take? Can you explain why you think you should get double?
Oh, for multiple reasons. Thank you for asking.
No problem.
I have been attacked. I have been, belittled. I have been judged. Uh-huh. I have been neglected.
Uh-huh. Neglected. That's a surprise.
I've been tortured and
tortured.
I'm sick, and I chose to come into my hallway.
I'm glad of that. Thank you for doing that.
So yes, I think I should deserve the $5.
I absolutely appreciate you fighting through being ill and to come be on this show. I adore that. No $5. Thank you so much for being on this show. You've been a great contestant. You've been awesome. Thank you so much. Shaq.
Yes.
What did you learn on this week's show?
Oh, boy. I learned that Leah is into crystals.
Yes.
I learned that she isn't really into Mortal Kombat. I learned that we apparently tortured her and neglected her
and left me broke
but like that's not my responsibility. I'm just here to have a good time.
All right.
And I had a great time, so it was nice meeting you.
Wow. I apologize for Shaq, everybody. Great to have you on the show, Leah. Everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media at unseemlyquestions.com.
A podcast network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.